tradition has that it was given to us by Saint Jude. And there's a neat little story about Saint Jude and the resurrection of the body in the life of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. Saint Bernard in his life requests that he be buried with a relic of Saint Jude so that he will be with Saint Jude at the resurrection. Since he would have a piece of his body and he'll have to be with that.
so we've got two relics in one tomb, I guess.
Right.
Saint Jude and Saint Bernard.
Although apparently Saint Malachy of Clairvaux, whom Saint Bernard wrote about, apparently he wanted to be buried in one of two places, either in Ireland so he would rise, his resurrection would take place with Saint Patrick, or in Clairvaux so he would be with the fathers of the order. But
wow.
But the connection between St. Jude, I thought, was nice.
Okay, yeah, that is nice. That was a really rapid-fire treatment of just the resurrection of the body itself, and I didn't quote one single father of the church in this. I'm gonna have links to, especially the Cor Unum Catholic apologetic website by Joe Gallegos. And he's assembled multitudinous passages from the fathers of the church, a veritable plethora of passages from the fathers, a plethora of patristic passages on the doctrine of the resurrection of the body. So, and it would be exceedingly boring if I sat here and just read you a bunch of patristic utterances. Instead, what we're going to do is talk about exciting things with Sister here regarding the nature of the resurrected body. So when we talk about the body, when we talk about the resurrection of the body, well, okay, why don't we ask Sister simply to tell us what are the qualities of the resurrected body as distinct from the qualities of a glorified body? Or tell us what the qualities of a glorified body are.
Well, the qualities of the glorified body are four. So you have, not in order, but subtlety, agility, clarity, and the last one, my mind is totally blank on it. It's
brightness.
No.
Oh, you said clarity.
It's the first one. It's the first one on the list.
It's integrity. No.
No, that's one of the three.
Okay, impassibility.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah. That's the one I'm looking for. Yeah. Impassibility. So
I was trusting you to get it right.
Agility.
So I shut off my brain temporarily. Impassibility. Okay, now before we get to those though, so those are the four qualities of the glorified body. So that we get them right now. It's impassibility, subtlety,
clarity.
Clarity, also called brightness. And
agility.
We're going to talk about those one by one. Before we get there, though, now these are the qualities of a glorified body.
The saints,
the blessed in heaven. So when they rise up with their bodies, obviously there's no discussion of a resurrection of the soul. The soul is by nature immortal. Now, St. Thomas asked you're listening to Reconquest and the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie, and I'm interviewing Sister Maria Filomena. Sorry. We're talking about the doctrine of the resurrection of the body. Now, when we discuss this question of the resurrection of the body, we're talking about the qualities that are proper to a resurrected body as distinguished from the properties that are proper to a glorified body. All bodies are going to rise. It's universal, as we've already established. Scripture is clear on this, and the church is clear on this. But some are going to rise to punishment, some are going to rise to glory. Before we get to the glorified body, we should say a couple things about the resurrected body. These qualities pertain both to the damned and to the blessed. The resurrected bodies have identity and integrity. They also have, St. Thomas talks about quality, which is meaning the distinct qualities that the resurrected body has in the resurrection as distinguished from while on earth. Now, also, the resurrected body is immortal. It will not die. So that's part of the, we could say that that's a quality of the resurrected body, immortality. It's not going to die. But when we say that the resurrected body has identity, what do we mean?